Pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Just pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, folks. Good morning, good morning. I'm Mr. Alphabet Man here with me again today, Mr. LJBTQRSWXYZ. I'm going to talk about a little bit of stuff. So if you see somebody over in the corner wondering what's going on, Dave's in here with me. Get your earpiece in. Can you hear? All right, man. He's got all the technology. And I've got some stuff to share with you about my escapade yesterday in the public school that we want to jump into. I wrote a commentary, new commentary today. It's posted at newswithviews.com. I think it's another zinger, and I don't know if we'll get around to that or not. But a day in the school yesterday is, wouldn't you know this? Wouldn't you know it? God's so good. So the day in the school yesterday, I'm there at the school, and you know what's going on, right? They're having this gun walkout, right? Gun walkout. I was there, 10 o'clock. I'm speaking to these groups. I spoke to three yesterday. I get to go back tomorrow. Let me give you a little bit of background here because I think this is all germane. That's a word I heard somebody use this. Sometimes I use big words that make me not sound smarter than I am. But I happened to be there at the time when the walkout occurred. Let me back up a second. Let me preface with this. Happy anniversary yesterday, Chad. I poked Chip on it, Chad, poked him in the nose. I hope he's not off sucking his thumb someplace if I was mean to him. He can usually take a joke. Happy anniversary, Chad. Glad you got married yesterday. Welcome to all of you. We got 23 people in the queue, which means if you're out there listening, you can jump in here. I see Dale's back with us. Welcome back, Dale. You've been cruising. What have you been doing? You've been doing something fun. Got some new folks in there. I wrote a commentary at newswithviews.com today, and I was telling the guys here in the queue before we came on, people read my stuff and they send me comments. Sometimes it's your number one and sometimes it's not your number one, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, I got one today telling me I'm number one, and it was from some lady in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. I said, like the real Zimbabwe? She said, yeah, like the deepest, darkest part of Africa. So, you know, the world has become so small. It is really, really so small. I can sit in my house and found out a commentary and posted on the internet, and some lady in Zimbabwe picks it up and reads it. Unbelievable. It's the 15th day of March. Where did March go? Beware the Ides of March. Are we in that yet? I think we are. That comes down around the 21st, first day of March. Crazy times. David Arthur, Mr. Alphabet Man, he's speaking tonight at the New Beginnings Ministries in Warsaw, Ohio. And if you're within an hour or an hour and a half of Warsaw, Ohio, get down there and hear David speak. Now, David has been, Sarge, I didn't give you an update, brother. Maybe you can get that ready for us tomorrow, but I'm going to say it real quickly. We've added David Arthur to our speaking event, Occupy Till I Come event, April 20, 21, and 22 here in Ohio. David, he is so good. His testimony is so powerful that he's on. We made room for him yesterday to get in it. And I'm going to push that a little bit. Some of you haven't got your tickets yet. We're not out of them. I'm not going to say, you better get it because they'll be gone tomorrow. They're going to be gone, but they may not be gone tomorrow. But we would encourage you to. The event is, I think it's, Sarge, I can't remember how much. Is it 79 or 99, whatever it is? It is. That does not, pardon me? Thanks. It's 89 bucks. You say, why would you charge 89 bucks? Because I got to fly people in. I got to put them up in hotels. I got to feed them. I got to rent the venue. I have to rent the guy who's going to do the screening. I got to rent the guy who's going to make the CDs. You understand? Yeah, that's why. What do you go to places where stuff's free? I hear that all the time. So the gospel's supposed to be free. Yeah, but you go to that church and you give them your tithe. You give them 250 bucks. It isn't free. Wake up here, will you? So we're bringing information. It's $89 to get in. and that does not include your hotel. And all that stuff's on our webpage of where you can stay. You don't have to stay at the hotel. There are other cheaper hotels around there. I don't even know what the expense is, although they're giving us a group rate. Listen, we are doing with what most people aren't doing, in that we are integrating biblical Christianity and tinfoil hat. We're putting them together at this conference. Now, tinfoil hat's about to come off, boys. Because a lot of the stuff that we've been joking about, laughing about, it ain't tinfoil hat's truth. It really isn't truth. As I said to somebody the other day, I know who it was. It was when Mr. Alphabet and I, talking with those. I told you we went and visited this husband and his wife, how nervous they were. And so we were in there, and I found out that they believe basically the same thing. I said, you believe Oswald killed Kennedy? No! Do you believe the towers just came down from airplanes? No! So people are waking up to that, some of this tinfoil hat stuff ain't tinfoil hat. Now, I want to throw one more thing out just real quickly. I'm going to save that here for a second. So yesterday, I showed up at the suburban high school yesterday. I want to paint a picture, and I'm going to let David come in here and share with us as well. Let me make sure I do what I want. Yeah. And so I walk in the classroom, and the room was had about, first class had about 35 kids. The second class had the same number in the last class. So I'm probably 150 kids we spoke to yesterday. As soon as I walk in, they give an announcement saying, over the PA to all the students, all those interested in taking part in the gun, whatever it was, are to leave the classroom at 10 a.m. I said, okay, you don't have to go. So some of the kids said, no, I don't want to go. I want to hear this dude mean until I got gone. And then some of the girls who are the fastest ones to get mad, they left. So here's what it did. It was great. Hey, JR, those of you out there who understand going into this classroom is what it's all about, I want you to know I left yesterday encouraged for the first time ever that I've gone to these schools. I usually leave very, very discouraged and say, boy, are we ever screwed, because the kids are forever lost. I saw something yesterday that I have never seen in the 15 years of going into that classroom. When I was done in every class, when I was done and all the students left, I was surrounded by young boys, young men, maybe I'd call them that, young men. Amen. Who came up to me and, see, they didn't have the courage to speak up when all the bossy girls were in the classroom. I'm telling you the truth. They didn't have the courage to open their mouth when all these bossy, vicious women were in there. But as soon as the class dismissed, they came forward. You know what they asked me? Where can I get one of those hats?
Ah, great.
where can I get one of those hats?
I hope you
because
have.
Because here's what I did. It was so powerful. Let me back up a little. So the girls get up, and it's always the girls, right? And the boys who act like girls. They get up and they go out at 10 o'clock to go out and do whatever with guns. So they walk out, and I said, hey, I got a question to the kids that are left in the classroom. Kids in the classroom. I said, is there anybody in here in support of guns? Because Isaac Newton taught us the law of relativity. I think that was one that taught. He said, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. There are two sides to everything. Is there anybody in here that is in support of guns? And some guy over in the corner, you know, everybody's looking at him. He kind of raises his hand like this, right? I said, are you for guns? He kind of nodded. Now spotlight's on. Oh, he's not ready to wet his pants because, again, all these bossy women around there. Oh, you love guns more than you love kids. Is that right? You hear what's coming at him, right? He's over, so he's cowering. You know, I said, is there anybody else in here? Anybody else that likes guns? And then a couple more a couple more of them went up. That's great, great. When are we having the gun rally? When are we having the students for gun rally? When's that going to be? They looked at me. I said, yeah, come on. Let's go to the principal and let's organize a student rally for guns. And they looked at me and said, can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? So they won't let you do that. What do you mean they won't let you do that? Let's go do it. Let's say we want to have a rally for guns. So I got off to a good start. So then I got up in front of the class, and I drew a great big, imagine this. I drew a great big cross on the board. Great big cross. And at the top of the cross, I put the word truth. T-R-U-T-H. And then over on this side, I wrote the word right. And on this side, I wrote the word left. And I said to them, I don't care where you fall on this spectrum, whether you're right or whether you're left, ultimately, what you believe doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what, Mr. Alphabet Man?
Truth.
Truth. The only thing that matters is truth. So you can establish your position over here against guns, and you can establish your position over here for guns. And the only thing we want to know here, the only thing we're interested in is, do guns save lives? That's truth. Now, I said there's two ways we can get to that. We can get to this truth two ways. Number one way, and I wrote up on the board, feelings, emotions. Then I walked over on the other side and I wrote down logic. And I said, now here's what we're going to have to try to decide here today. I don't care which one you're on, but your feelings will betray you. Got that in there for you, Chad. Your feelings will betray you. And I want to talk to you today, since we're trying to do a scientific study here about transgenders and homos and beanos and all stuff. I'm not interested in your feelings. Is it okay if we go to some facts here? Can we go to science? Would that be okay if everybody would use science? Well, of course they do. I said, who can understand? You understand logic? Do you guys understand what a logical argument is? And they look at me like, no, of course they don't understand. They understand transgenderism, but they don't understand logic. So I said, well, logic is A plus B equals C. And I said, A means you eat too much, plus B, you sit on your butt, equals, and somebody said, fat. Yeah, that's logic. A plus B leads to C. And you could say A plus B plus C plus D leads to E. You can do that. You can put a lot of information in there. And if you think about it logically, science is logic. Science should guide us to what? I said, what should science guide us to? And some kid in the front row, he's bouncing up and down like he ain't never heard anything like this, you know. He's bouncing up and down. And he says, well, it should lead to truth. I said, yeah, it should lead to truth. I said, do feelings always lead to truth? Have you ever been in love with a girl? Or how about this, girls? Has some boy ever told you he loved you and then found out he didn't? And you were drawn to him because of the way you felt. And then after he did whatever he did, you found out that you had been misled by your feelings. They're scratching their head. The girls are really ticked at this point because they want to do everything by feelings. And I want to promise you this. The entire school is based on feelings. It is no longer logic anymore in this school. No longer logic. So I said, listen, this isn't my area of expertise, this homo ding dong. This ain't my, I can talk about it, but that's not what I always talk about. But since it's the subject today, I thought it would be a good idea if we attacked this logically and scientifically. Everybody okay with that? Well, of course they're all okay. Of course they are. So I got that big cross, right? I said, remember, some of you are here and some of you are here. We're going to get to the truth. That's all we're all interested in is the truth. Okay? Sure. Yeah. They're all happy right now. I'm telling you, those girls, if they could have, they would have spit all over me when the class. I'm telling you. So I said, okay, I drew up on the wall X, X, and underneath it, I drew X, Y. That's all I did. And I said, anybody know what this represents? And a guy raises his hand and says, yeah. Genetics. I said, cool. What is XX? And some girl on the side says, well, female. Good. What's XY? And now they're following now. They're getting it. And they said, male. I said, good. What do we call this? They said, DNA. Yeah, DNA. DNA. Okay, great. So I put DNA up there, XX female, XY male. I said, somebody help me out here. What's the DNA for homo? Can you give me the DNA for a homo? Is it small X, big Y? What's the DNA? They're starting to get pissed. I said, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Can you give me that DNA for transgenderism? Can you give me that one? Can you give me that one? Well, you know what's happening, right? They're raising their hands and they're going to steal it. Steal it. Oh, no. I wouldn't let him go to feelings. I get this great big black kid. I won't say his name, although I remember. He was about 6'4", 200, and he was big. I brought him up the front. I stood him beside me and said, look at him. The difference between he and I is DNA. His DNA made him big. My DNA made me little. What would you guys say if I told you I was 6'4", 280 pounds as I stand here beside him? What would you say to that? They said, oh, we'd laugh at you. Is that true? I said, well, what would you think if I stood here beside you and told you I was a woman? Now the girls are really getting ticked. Because it's about how you feel, right? You feel like a woman. I said, yeah, and you felt in love. You felt like you were in love, then you let that guy take advantage of you. Yeah, I'm saying that to him. And then you found out that after you let him take advantage of you, he didn't really love you because you were going off of your feeling. And we're here today because we want to get to the truth on this homo, this LGBTQRSTUV, and this gender dysphoria. We want to be able to get to this, and we ain't going to do this based on feeling. We're going to do this based on science because that's what you all love. Long story short, when I left out of that place, the girls went stomping out of there, spitting mad. And the boys came up around me like a huddle. Where can I get one of those hats? I never heard anything like that. Because why? Boys think logically. And I said to them, can you explain to me, fellas? I got them around in a circle. Can you explain to me, fellas, why what you believe and what you know about guns, you're not allowed to have a rally for that here in this school? Why is that? How come you're not allowed to express what you really believe? And are you able to see that right here in this classroom and right here in this school that there is a definite agenda being pushed down your throat? And if you don't agree with that agenda, there's something wrong with you. Don't you think you have the right to free speech? It was awesome. It was awesome. Now I get to go back. I get to go back on Friday. I'm going to see if some parents are going to show up. Hey, JR, if you're out there, guys are out there. I had this one smart 18-year-old girl say something to me about something I'd said. And the old coach rose up inside of me and I said, Hey, young lady, let me tell you something. Don't you try to tell me what to think, and don't you try to tell me what I can say. Do you understand me? What I think and what I say ain't none of your business. Oh, the boys are clapping over in the corner because they ain't never heard anybody ever talk like that. See?
Amen.
Killing that feminism. Killing Amen. That stuff.
Amen.
Killing it. And I told him about the alphabet man. Oh, that really got him. Some young kid back there is wearing a rainbow watch. No, rainbow band around his arm. I said, what do you think? You can imagine what he's thinking, right? You can imagine what he's thinking. And he says, I've never run into a more hateful person in my life than me. You said, you don't even know me, dude. What do you mean hateful? I said, I don't hate homosexuals. I'm here to tell homosexuals that if they continue to have sex with another man's rear end, they're going to die. That's what's going to happen. They're going to die. Oh, he gets all mad. The girls, they want to go hug him and make him feel better because I said something harsh and mean to him. They said, that's not fair. I said, homosexuals die from AIDS. They die. No, they don't. That's not true. They don't die from AIDS. Oh, yeah. Get your phone out, I said. Somebody get their phone out. Boom, boom, boom. Google Grids, G-R-I-D-S. Go ahead. Hey, Mr. teacher, can they use their phone? Is it okay if they use their phone? Yeah, they can use it. Go ahead. Google it. Grids. G-R-I-D-S. Grids. Gay-related immune deficiency syndrome. So, yeah, AIDS is a homosexual disease that they've tried to lie to you and convince you that it's heterosexual. That it's only heterosexual because some dude goes out and lays with a man and then he goes and lays with a woman and he gives the woman the disease that he got from a man, and the woman spreads it to another man, and now they want to convince you that it is a heterosexual disease, and it's not. AIDS comes from gay anal sex. I can't believe they let me go and do this. I can't believe it. I get to go back again on Friday. Man, oh man, oh man.
Amen.
Yeah, listen, you had to be there. You had to be there. Because you know why? I didn't care about their feelings. I was a Christian, and I didn't care about their feelings. They never seen nothing like it. They never had. And I would like to tell you that I'm excited because Christianity is alive and well in the school, but it's not. Here's what's alive and well in the school. I saw it very, very clearly. In some of these homes, behind closed doors, dads in particular, moms, they're speaking Trumpisms. In other words, in their homes, they have become more, less politically correct in their homes, and their kids are seeing it. Now, the kids aren't able to express it yet. They're still scared of the girls. But I just got to tell you, it's different.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, George.
Coach, you know, I grew up in a home where my dad was very much like you. I never had to figure out the difference between a male and a female. And you know, I agree. I believe everything stems from leadership, from the top down. And so the fact that we have Donald Trump, he's not perfect, but he is a man's man. You know mm-hmm. what? You're right. I think it's starting to give a lot of men that aren't that they've been demasculinized. It's giving them kind of the permission, so to speak, to say, you know what, this is right. And you know what I found? I have a very strong lady in my life. My wife is a strong lady. And, you know, we're never going to see eye to eye. So things have to be made. I make the decision. I don't.
George, it's because you think logically, women think emotionally. That's not bad about women. That's the way God made them, see. But here's what I want you to see.
Right.
Emotions are ruling our schools, not logic. Are you with me on it? Emotions rule us. Not logic. So it was a very powerful moment. I want to share something with you that we have there on the screen, Jared. I sent you something that says I brought the Alphabet Man in here specifically to talk about this. Because remember, they wouldn't let the Alphabet Man come in because they had to present. They had to make sure that they were presenting the other side. Remember me telling you that? And I'm not criticizing the teacher. He's a great guy. I'm not criticizing him in any way, shape, or form. I understand the dilemma he's caught in. But as I showed them with the guns, there is no other side. They determine what side is, and that's the side everybody's going to kowtow to. That's the side. You like guns? You're not allowed to think like that. Can we have a gun rally? No. Some kid, one of the boys came up to me afterwards, told me he brought a sign, says, I support the Second Amendment, and the principal made him put it away. Now, allowed to print both sides, right? Why can't you present both sides? Because they're not interested in truth. And it's only the truth that will set you free. So, David, I'm going to bring David in here. Jared says school. The one says school. And this is the flyer. Jared's pulling up there on the screen. And David wants to talk specifically to it. This was the flyer that when I walked in, the teacher handed out to me. He says, this is what we're covering this week. He's a great guy. Okay. He says, here's what we're covering. Let me slide this over so you can see it on the screen. here's what we're covering. And he says, I just want you to see it so you know. So, okay, so I'm going to let David kind of tear this apart from it. This is gender and sexuality terminology, U.S. political thought, and radicalism. Okay, so these are the terms that we're not allowed to present the other side. I guess we're not already there, David. We're not allowed. We're not allowed to present the other. This is the facts. Remember the cross, right? Truth. This is the cross. So here's the left. This is the left side of the argument. And David can't come in because they have to present more of the left side of the argument before he's allowed to present any of the right side of the argument. You guys with me? Yeah, it's an excuse because I know all hell's going to break loose as soon as he does. So let's let David go down. I hope you guys can see this on your screen. It says some definitions here. Sexual orientation is a person's physical, romantic, emotional, aesthetic, and or other form of attraction to others.
There's only one sexual orientation. It was created from the very beginning, one man, one woman, so that they could become one flesh. There is no... homosexuality is not a sexual orientation. It's just a sin. And everything under homosexuality that they talk about, non-binary, queer, cisgender, transgender, it's all homosexual sex. It's all homosexual sin. That's all it is.
Everybody is oriented to heterosexuality. It is the only orientation.
The only orientation. Absolutely.
Let's get down through this, Dave. We'll never get there. These are facts now. This is the other side. We're not allowed to present a counter side, although I tried. Sex is assigned at birth. You see that? The assignment and classification of people as male, female, or intersex based on physical anatomy at birth. Time out a second. I forgot to tell you this. I got the XX, XY up there. And then I wrote up the top of it, Bruce Jenner. I said, okay, where's Bruce Jenner fall down here? And they all agreed that Bruce Jenner was a XY. So good, good. Okay, and then I wrote Caitlyn Jenner. Put that up there. Where does Caitlyn Jenner fall on this XXXY? And they wouldn't answer. You know why they wouldn't answer? Because they knew if they answered, they had locked themselves in.
They didn't want to offend.
So I said, let me help you out here. Let me help you out here. When they dig up Bruce Jenner, 10,000 years from now, out of a box, they do a DNA test on him. They said they did that to King Tut, you know. They knew how old he was. They knew approximately how old he was when he died. They knew his ancestry. They knew all kinds of stuff about King Tut just from his DNA. When they dig up, well, what's her name, Caitlyn Jenner, you know what they're going to find? She being XY. That's what they're going to find. So the science killed him. So sex is assigned to birth, David, is it? Huh?
Sex is assigned by God. At conception. And the only other thing that they try to throw in there with the intersex is they try to bring up hermaphrodites. But there's no mistake in a hermaphrodite. Never in history has a hermaphrodite been born with two total, complete, functional organs. Either male or
female. It's in the DNA, right? Amen. 23 pairs of chromosomes, 46. And I said, if we're talking about science, why have they not found the homo gene? Why have they not found the transgender gene? Why have they not found the binary gene? Why have they not found the what? Why have they not found these genes?
They don't exist.
Okay, so then we have gender binary. Guys, we're getting an education here. Hey, Serge, too bad you're not back in high school. You could learn all this stuff. Then you wouldn't be nearly as bigoted as you are today, Serge, if they would just give you this side of it. The binary is a system of viewing gender as consistently solely of two opposite categories, termed male and female, in which no other possibilities for gender or anatomy are believed to exist. Some feel that because the binary genders are the only ones recognized by general society as being illegitimate, they enjoy an unfairly privileged status. So in other words, because I like women, I have an unfair status. This system is what the kids are learning. This system is thus seen as oppressive to anyone who defines their sex assignment at birth, particularly those who are gender variant, how about that word, or do not fit neatly into one of the two standard categories. This is what we're up against. David's not allowed to come and bring the other side, though, because he's got to make sure enough of this side. All this side's the only thing. Like guns, everybody hates guns. That's the only side allowed to be presented. Everybody loves homos, born that way, gender binary. That's the only side allowed to be presented, despite the fact that I got the alphabet man staying in my own house. I said, if I hate homos, why would I let this freak in my house? I didn't use that word, but you get it, right? If I hate these guys, why would I let this freak in here? I don't hate drug addicts. I don't approve of their drug use. I don't hate pedophiles, but I don't agree with their binary gender. Just because I disagree with somebody, I'm hateful. Go on, David. What do you say about binary gender?
I said that when they put that privileged status in there and they make it unfair, it's the same thing that they're doing to the heterosexual white Christian.
That's why our boys are acting like girls. Exactly. That's why our boys are acting like girls. Exactly. Because the boys have been taught that they have a special unfair privilege because they know where their sex organs supposed to go.
That's where the masculinity goes.
All right. Gender identity. One's internal sense of being male, female, neither of these, both, or other genders. Hey, David, it's how you feel, right?
If you're not sure of your gender, just look in your underwear.
That's a simple.
It's that easy.
Gender expression presentation. This is the physical manifestation of one's gender identity through clothing, hairstyle, voice, body shape, etc., typically referred to as masculine or feminine. That's for those of you who grew up in the dark ages and didn't know the difference in those two things.
And so look at the male.
Hang on a minute. You guys see what we're up against? And they just wouldn't let us come in and tell the side. This one, they come. Tell the truth. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Look at the one male and the one female that they chose to use at that high school to represent banning guns. A girl that looks, dresses, and acts like a boy, and a boy that's petite and feminine, and those are the ones they chose to represent the student body.
And so the real men sit on the front row, beaten down. That's what I wrote about today, by the way. You get a chance to read that. You got to read it. Gender bending. You're right, Vince. They're bending it, aren't they? Huh? So what's general? What's LGBTQ plus? Well, that's an umbrella term designating the community. The community, see? In other words, where you live, there's a community where they all live together. I suppose red birds with red birds and blue birds with blue birds and buzzards with buzzards. There's a community of those identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning. By the way, I'm questioning. What the hell are they teaching them? I'm questioning. Anybody else out there questioning? What the hell's going on? No, now, wait a minute, David. Non-binary.
That's the one I just dealt with a few weeks ago when someone contacted me and told me they were non-binary. I said, well, what is non-binary?
Well, it's one whose gender identity does not fit the strict man-woman dichotomy. Some non-binary people feel that their gender identity is between man and woman is simultaneously fully man and fully woman. So in other words, they can have sex with themselves, I guess. That would be the best way to do it, right? It changes from man to woman and back is a separate entity with connection to man or woman is similar to either man or woman, but is not quite either. It's entirely neutral. Or it doesn't exist at all. In other words, they're just walking around and they have sex with whatever they want to, depending on the time, day, and the hour.
Not only that, that's the one. That's the man that can go into the women's restroom with your daughter or your wife and then say he's a woman that moment, and then he can use the men's bathroom when he wants to go engage in homosexual activity.
But see, I got him really mad. I got this one girl particularly really mad when I said, hey, can I go shower with you? Can we go down to the shower rooms and I walk in there with you? She looked at me like she looked at me like she ought to look at me. I said, why can't I? I feel like a woman. Today, I'm non-binary. Today, I feel like a 16-year-old girl and I'd like to come down and shower. She didn't go for that one, baby. And then you know what else they say? Well, how does someone else's gender affect you? I said, so we just make our laws based on how it affects you? Can I tell you how it affects me? Because you freaks are going to try to sell this stuff to my granddaughter. And you're going to play hell trying. That's how it affects me. You ain't going to mess up my granddaughter. They didn't like me very well. Boys did. Not those girls. Okay. I'm sorry. Going to give you an education. Am I doing okay, Serge? Give me a thumbs up. Am I doing okay here this morning? Give me an education.
Hey, Coach, I still believe, Coach, that you and these schools with these children, from everything I've seen you working on and doing, this is just by far one of the most impactful things.
It is.
It's just amazing. Every time you talk about it, I'm just amazed.
Queer. It's an identity. It's an identity commonly used by people who do not identify or express their gender within the gender binary. Those who identify as queer may identify as neither male nor female, may see themselves as outside of or in between the binary gender box. You following this? Or may simply feel restricted by gender labels. Not everyone who identifies as queer identifies as trans or non-binary. Many queer people are cisgender and choose to utilize that term. You following this, Mark? It's just data. Anybody out there, they're teaching this to your children in school. You're teaching your kids about Noah's Ark and coloring pictures of Noah's Ark in Sunday school.
Yeah, and I used to learn math in school, believe it or not.
Crazy, amen. Cisgender. That's an adjective that means identifies as their sex assigned at birth. That's derived from the Latin word meaning on the same side. A cisgender person is not transgender. Hey, dudes, I don't even know what that just said. Okay, I think I'm cisgender, aren't I?
Do you see that definition for queer?
Yeah.
Look at what the definition for queer is.
Queer. Oh, my goodness. Webster's called it odd, singular, hence, and whimsical. Yeah.
It's odd.
Transgender or a trans. Well, now, this is an umbrella term for people whose gender identity differs from the sex they were assigned at birth. Many transgender people seek to make their gender expression, how they look, match their gender identity, who they are, rather than their sex assignment at birth. Trans people can be straight, bisexual, lesbian, gay, asexual, pansexual, queer, etc. For example, a trans woman who's exclusively attracted to other women would often identify as a lesbian. You following this? There's going to be a quiz at the end.
Coach?
Yep.
I hate to disagree with you, but you're going to have to get your discerning element a little bit sharper, because any teacher that describes himself as a Christian and passes out this kind of literature as truth, that is a wolf in sheep's clothing, buddy.
It's something, isn't it? Isn't it something?
Big man.
Isn't it something? Transition. A person's Sarge, let me back up here a little bit. You understand who's giving him this information, right? We understand where this has come from. Those people who are allowed to come in and speak to the students, they're the ones who've given this information. The ones that have other information, they got to give the other side first. They got to make sure they've given the other side.
The teacher controls that classroom. Whatever he or she passes out is a reflection of that teacher. Plain and simple. If that person claims to be a Christian and allows this trash to be passed out, she or he should not be in a classroom, because they are not standing for Christ. Plain and simple.
Amen.
Kevin, you are such a bigot. You are such a bigot, judgmental. Are you non-binary, Kevin? You're not a very good Christian. Transition, a person's process of developing and assuming a gender expression to match their gender identity. Transition can include coming out to one's family and friends and coworkers, changing one's name and or sex on legal documents, hormone therapy. It'll make a hormone, I guess. And possibly, though not always, some form of surgery. It's best not to assume how one transitions as it is different for everyone. So David did some transition. He had some big melons, didn't you, David?
Oops.
He had some big melons. Okay. This is the last page. I'm sorry.
Our gender is not assumed. Our gender is created. Our gender is not assumed. Gender does not mean what they say it means, how they say, it's about how you identify. No. Gender, 1828 Webster's, male or female. It's created.
So I said yesterday, how many of you know an alcoholic? And they raised their hands. They all knew an alcoholic. I said, do you guys approve of his alcoholism? They said, no, not really. I said, well, why do you approve of your friend's homosexuality? They're both just sins. Oh, the women, they wanted to burn me at the stake. They wanted to, no such thing as sin. It's all love, grace, mercy. Okay, there's two perspectives on understanding gender and sexuality. By the way, I'm going to send all of you a bill for educating you of this stuff that you didn't learn in school. Okay, Serge, I'm going to send you a bill because this does not come free. So here's the fixed categories, boys and girls. The gender binary, male or female, is fixed due to the distinct physical and psychological natures of men and women. While there is some fluidity in gender expression, one's essential gender identity is determined at birth through one's anatomy. Heterosexuality is seen as the normative sexual attraction. Tolerance of homosexuality can vary according to cultural contexts. Those Christians don't tolerate it. They're giving them a warning. Watch out. Good people tolerate it, but there's some bad Christians that don't. And then there's fluid categories. Those fluid categories, the gender binary, remember they have to keep explaining it to us because it makes no sense. Gender binary makes no sense. So they have to tell us male and female. Male and female is a social construction which has created a false dichotomy which has allowed one group status and power, male heterosexual, at the expense of others, female, non-binary, non-heterosexual. The gender binary is inadequate to address the full scope of mental illnesses that these perverts have. Those were my words, not theirs, okay?
Hey, Coach.
Well, anatomy may be as easily classified as male or female. Oh, the gender binary fails to understand that there is a range of self-awareness and feelings that transcend the two categories. No science, boys, no science. Gender is internally driven by an individual, not externally imposed, and can be expressed by that individual in self-fulfilling ways that do not adhere to social norms. Sexual attraction and expression can also be understood as being on a continuum and not limited to a rigid dichotomy. In other words, if you like frogs, do it with frogs. It's just another expression of your non-binary gender trans. I can't even keep up all the words. The extent. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You ready there? Alphabet man? The extent of tolerance and accommodation given to non-binary people is an ongoing issue. However, we will not present the other side. So there it is.
There's no such thing as non-heterosexual. This is what's bothering me all night and all morning when I'm digging through Genesis and looking at one male, one female, so that they can become one flesh. Male was created, the woman was formed from the rib. You know, they can have sex with anything they want. There's a woman that just married a tree. She's engaging in sexual activity with a tree. because the tree is her husband, she says. This is what we...
Fellas, listen. We're allowing them to teach them stuff. The alphabet man, he's got to go up and shuffle his deck. So thanks for being here. Thanks. He's going to be at New Beginnings Church tonight. I'm sure you'll use that sheet tonight, won't you, David? He'll use that sheet tonight, see? So, again, guys, this is total and complete denial of science. Complete, total denial. There is zero evidence of... Hey, boys, we're all smart enough to figure this out, aren't we? We know what turns us on. And we know that what turns us on is a feeling. And Chad has told us that your feelings will betray. And the prisons are full of people who acted on their feelings. And what we're going to see happen in your lifetime, in my lifetime, Jared Fine Romans one, is people are going to be let off of crimes because they're going to be able to argue that I stole that because I felt it was mine. I felt it was mine.
Hey, Coach.
Because, hang on a minute, I felt it was mine, and the government's all messed up, and the courts are all messed up, and they've put us down, and if the courts were fair and life was fair, I would have already had that. So I feel that that's mine. That's where we're heading. Go, George.
Isn't that why situational ethics is the mode of the day? Because it plays on feelings.
Right, right. And so which came first, the ethics or the situation? That's the problem. There are no ethics. Situational ethics mean you make it up. You make it up as you go. Hey, I've kind of dominated here. We've got 13 minutes. I'm going to take you to Romans 1 here in a minute. Somebody jump in here.
Coach, I've been in the classroom with you.
Uh-huh.
I've been to church camps where children were there, teenagers were there. And I'm going to agree with Hillbilly Jim. You have no idea. Your strength is with children, point blank. And if we need to get you in more situations like that, we don't need to do with the people out there that are listening. Man, when you see this guy in action with kids and how he communicates, you are by birth a teacher, brother. Sorry.
Yeah, I am. And I tell people this. I told my wife when I came home yesterday, those kids ain't never seen nothing like me. Meaning a strong, masculine Christian man who can defend what he believes and does it vigorously and harshly. They ain't never seen anything like it, ever. And so to them, it puts them back a little bit because their pastor isn't like that. He's a Christian. And I'm wearing my cross hat and I'm telling him I'm a Christian and I believe the Bible. And they're confused because they've been all told that I'm just hateful and judgmental. And see, then I take him down the store and talk about David staying at my house. I'm letting this alphabet guy stay in my house and be around my own grandchildren. And so their heads just go, ah! It's powerful, man. It's really, really powerful. It really is. I'm not patting myself on the back. It's a gift. It's a gift. Anybody else?
What's bad, Coach, is you have to be there. And in a guise of them here in the opposite extreme, you should be able to do this in churches and schools without the leadership preventing you. You should just be allowed to be that person.
Right.
Truth be told,
Mark, that's why I got fired from the Christian school, is because this is how I deal with kids.
Right. Right.
Straight on. Straight on, I ain't batting an eye. This is the truth, and this isn't, and here's why. And the churches don't like it. You know who doesn't like it? Oh, you got to read what I wrote today. You got to read my article at newsreviews.com. Because I said the real bullies in America are young boys. Are the young males the real victims of school bullying? They daggone right are. And I'm going to tell you, in the Christian school that I went into, where I was, the women's job in the school was to crush testosterone. They didn't know that. That was their job. And in the classroom I was in yesterday, that entire system crushes maleness. Crushes it. If you don't feel and act like a girl, there's something wrong with you.
Well, it's like this. If you have adults creating a condition where any children can expand their authority amongst their peers, in this case, they've just loosened the reins for the girls in these schools, and they're just like any kids. They're just learning their boundaries, and they become in charge of the social class. I mean,
well, Mark, here's why. See, they've empowered the girls because everything is about emotion and feeling. That's the system they set up. That's the system that they want.
But because they're just kids. They're just kids. So they're just going to expand their influence wherever adults allow them to. So they're creating them that way. They're creating these personalities, and it's just driving me nuts.
Hey, Coach.
Because they've done it so friggin' well, and it's like a, like David talked about, there's an agenda. There's an agenda that we didn't realize. It's very organized. They've planned it. I mean, it's just so apparent now, Coach.
How's the church countering this? Let me throw this one out there, because this was awesome, too. In between periods, three guys show up at the door wearing cross hats. I said, what? They said, yeah, dude, we got this from you last semester. So they heard I was coming in, and they put their cross hats on and wore them to school that day. There's hope, man, but we got to speak to the wild at heart feeling inside of a man and let him know it's okay to feel that way. And then it's okay to stand up and say to these non-binary people, listen, I care about you. I'm all for you, but you are not going to teach deviancy as normal.
Amen.
Coach, don't forget your hats when you go back.
I'll get rid of 2 dozen of them. They came to me. Yep. Where do I get one of those hats? Where do I get one of those hats?
Coach, you go into a school, I'll buy the hats. You just line them up. I'll get the hats, partner. All right.
See, they're not identifying with the cross. They're identifying with the Christian masculinity. Do you understand that?
Amen.
You guys do understand that? They can put that hat on. They ain't no more Christian than a poached egg.
Amen.
But they were sitting there nodding their heads. When I'm making the argument, they're nodding their head. And they're looking around at their buddies. They're thinking, wow! Wow! Nodding their heads. Man! And we're going to raise our hands and say anything. Because the wicked witches of the West are hanging back over the corner, and they're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones who organize the walkout with the guns. They are. The women are. And the women and the men who act like women. Those are the ones who are running the schools and running our society. I got to get to Romans 1 real quickly here. I said that too. God, I only got 7 minutes. Hey, fellas. I wish I could have filmed it. I wish I could have taped it. But I'm going to tell you, you had to be there. You had to be there to feel the atmosphere in the room. You had to be there. And I'm going to brag. I put those girls in their place. Oh, did that feel good? Ain't nobody ever done that to those little snowflakes. I put them in their place.
I'm praying that awesome. These young men will watch this show.
Amen. And I pray that people are going to watch this show and realize that their schools aren't that good.
It's one to share. This is one to share, guys.
They aren't that good. Okay, Jared, let's go to Romans. Let's go about 18. Can we start there? 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. And as I told you, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Judgment isn't coming. The judgment is already here. It's being revealed. And here's how we see the wrath of God is being revealed. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in righteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest. It's obvious. They have a penis. It's obvious. But God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they're without excuse, except the schools give them an excuse. They're without excuse, and the schools give them one. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thanked. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And professing them to be teenage girls as wise, they became fools. And they accepted stupid stuff. Non-binary, cisgender. They accepted all this stupid stuff. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. A lot of creeping things in schools being approved. Wherefore God also gave them up to the uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, their heart problem, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, what? What cause? They changed the truth of God into a lie. And for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even the woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves a recompense for the error that was meet. AIDS! And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God said, go ahead, dudes! Go ahead! Go ahead and do it! And they were filled with all unrighteousness and fornication and wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness, full of envy and murder and deceit and deceit, debate, malignity and whisperers and backbiters and haters of God, and despiteful and proud boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, and who knowing the judgment of God, that they which did such things are worthy of death, not only did the same, but they taught it to them in the public schools, and the pastors told them how good those public schools were. And they had pleasure in them that did it.
Woo! Amen.
That's it, man. That's what we're up against.
Amen.
What we're up against.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have made that up today, boys, if I'd have tried. Couldn't have made it up. Now, I encourage you, if you take a deep breath, if you're so inclined, that you would read what I wrote today. Jared, you can find it at newsrefuse.com. You're going to be able to find it on my website. Are the young males the real victims of school bullying? Now, and I lay it out here. They are pulling every bit of masculinity out of our young men, forcing them to comply with every womanly feeling, emotional activity that they can possibly get involved in. And our boys, our young men, who are going to be our leaders tomorrow, who are going to be our soldiers on the front line of the war, are being trained to think and act like women. Now, I love women. I married one. I have two daughters and three granddaughters. I love women. It's the job of a man to protect and defend his women, not to be led around by his penis by the women. Somebody say amen. That was a great line.
Amen.
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 And men are being controlled by what's between their legs, and they know that if they stand up and be a man in their own home, that little thing gets put away for a few nights, and they get punished till they get their mind right. And so what's going on in the schools is the boys are getting it. If I'm going to get close to Sissy, I'm going to have to behave a little bit better, a little differently here. And men become silent, pushed around. No wonder they hate me. It's all good. Okay, so tonight, 6:30, New Beginnings Church in Warsaw, Ohio. I promise you, it will be worth the trip. I just started calling him the Alphabet Man because he had every one of them. I would have loved to seen him go into that school and stand before those kids and tell his story. But he can't do it. Why? Well, they have to make sure there's somebody that would give the other side. Did you read what we read today? The other side is all they give.
Right.
And we're interested in truth because it's only the truth that'll set you free. God bless you. See you tomorrow.